back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. You know, one of my least favorite people to talk about is Marjorie Taylor Greene. I don't know why I have to keep talking about her. It's probably because she says the most outrageous, stupid things. And you got to respond because she says them, and they're carried. They're carried by the media, which they have every right to do and should do. Well, let me give you a couple of examples. Marjorie Taylor Greene, the QAnon woman from Georgia, pro-QAnon. She's the one who was stripped of her committee assignments because she suggested that Nancy Pelosi be assassinated. She also suggested that Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton be assassinated. You know, that's a felony. I don't know why she wasn't prosecuted. They tend not to prosecute people who are prominent in office or prominent politically. I don't know why. I think that's exactly who you should prosecute. She should have been prosecuted. That's a felony to make those threats. It's a felony. Don't do it. Don't even do it about somebody you don't like, that you really don't like. Just don't do it. Well, there's nothing that she can do, apparently, where the Republican Party will denounce her because they're afraid of her and her constituency. Recently, she retweeted a tweet attacking Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader who wants to be the speaker, her boss, so to speak, or at least her leader, in which the person called him a moron and a feckless, and it's an obscenity that begins with C and it's four letters. And she retweets this with an approval, thumbs up. She also attacked Scalise, the number two Republican out of Louisiana, attacks him. Attacks Kevin McCarthy, calls him a moron and a feckless C, four letters. She finally deleted the retweet. They got angry at her. Well, you know, she gets away with this. Why not assassinate Nancy Pelosi and go? Now, what she said about McCarthy is true. That's the one thing. She could say truth is a defense. It's a defense. That's what he is. But how bad is that? Really, how bad is that? She's a member of Congress. How bad is that? Now, here's something she did that's even worse. You won't believe this. Maybe you read it. I doubt it. Maybe you did. Just before she ran for Congress, she appeared before a city council, municipal body. This was right when people were tearing down statues. Tore down, you know, all over the place, Confederate statues. They even tore down statues of Ulysses Grant, some of them. Some of them tore down in Madison. They tore down Lady Forward and a abolitionist general who was killed in combat fighting the South, an abolitionist to free the slaves. They tore him down. But by and large, in the South especially, they were tearing down Confederate statues. So she was appearing before the city council as a citizen to say she didn't like tearing down statues. Okay. Well, here's what she said. She has a penchant for saying the most extreme and weird things, And this is a direct statement of what she said. I saw a clip of the testimony. She said, "Don't tear down any statues." Quote, "I wouldn't tear down a statue of Hitler or even Satan. I always want to be able to point to statues." And that's just plain weird. I don't care if you believe in Satan. You may not believe in an afterlife. I don't care what you believe. But to say, this is her way of saying it, quote, "I wouldn't take down a statue of Hitler or even Satan. I always want to be able to point to statues." Why would you point to a statue of Satan? Why would you point to a statue of Hitler? I mean, she not only doesn't think, I mean, she says things. She has a penchant for saying the most extreme things, going around the ends that nobody can get behind her. She's a member of Congress now. She said those words just before she ran for Congress, but she was known and people knew she was sniffing around politically. Who says those kinds of things? That's disruptive, hateful in society. It's wrong, very wrong. Marjorie Taylor Greene, no longer in any committees for good reason. One terrifically strange issue from St. Louis, Missouri. You remember that couple who brandished guns when the Black Lives Matter movement walked by their house? He has a gun, looks like a AR-15 or something. She has a pistol. Well, they got arrested for felonies for doing that. You can't point a gun at somebody. Can't point a gun. His name is Mark McCloskey. He is now running for the Senate as a Republican from Missouri. This is for Roy Blunt's seat. One of the big opponents, Eric Greitens, former Navy SEAL. He was a front runner until it was discovered that he had a peculiar preference. His peculiar preference was if he was in a restaurant and he saw a waitress he liked, he would grab her, put her over his knee, lift her skirt, and spank her. Now, this is not a good idea. It's not right. It's assault. And he got hit very hard. And he right now is another front runner. You know, Missouri's got to get its act together. You know, Harry Truman was from Missouri. You know, they're great people from Missouri. Mark and Patricia McCloskey like to point guns at people. They just got a judge and a prosecutor to agree that they include a lesser included offense from the felony and the weapons charge down to misdemeanor harassment. Now, I expect if they have any brains, they'll plead to it and get rid of this whole thing. Misdemeanor doesn't impair your right to vote. You won't go to jail. They go to trial on a felony. And they also have an evidence tampering charge against them was added because they tamper with evidence. That's what they did. If they have a very good lawyer, because if they get sneak out of this thing on a misdemeanor harassment charge, they're very, very lucky. But this idiot is running for the Senate. And if he has nothing but a misdemeanor harassment charge, he'll say, Second Amendment, we pointed guns at the Black Lives Matter movement. We're heroes down here in Missouri. What a nut. What kind of state is that? That's who Roy Blunt's going to be succeeded by. And he was no good himself. Pure Trump voting. Didn't accomplish anything. A cipher. This is the state of Harry Truman. I'm from Missouri. Show me. Remember, I'm from Missouri. Show me. St. Louis. St. Louis is a jumping off point to the west. Railroads went through it. Very, very prominent state, very good state, very unusual state, because down to the south, it's pure deep south. And up in the north in St. Louis, it's pure Illinois. So it's a very, very conflicted state. But McCloskey is running for the Senate. And here's what he said about pointing the guns. I'm not kidding. Here's his quote. Quote, God came knocking at my door last summer in it, disguised as an angry mob. What do you mean God is disguised as an angry mob? And that got me to run for the Senate. I have seldom heard nuttier things coming out of anybody, but they're coming out of the Republican Party right now from Marjorie Taylor Greene and from this guy, McCloskey, Mark McCloskey, and his wife. He's liable to run. You'll see him in the news. He'll run against the waitress spanker. The waitress spanker will be running against the guy who said, God came knocking at my door last summer disguised as an angry mob. Enough's enough. We're coming to the end of the show. We have great programming today. Obviously, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crute. Earl Ingram, great show. Earl's a friend of mine, runs a great show. Great show. A lot of evening programming that's good. Got a weekend programming. Thinking Outside the Pizza Box by Pizza Box Mike. Pizza Box Mike thinks outside the pizza box. Listen to him. He has a lot to say. So, this is the end of the show. Great show. Great callers. Matt Flynn Direct back same time, same place tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today.